Fondu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment Fondu, the magician. Before our drama starts, we would like to ask you a question. Had you noticed, perhaps, how difficult it was to buy White King in the years we've just passed through? There were other kinds of soaps on grocers' shelves, often in abundance, but seemingly so little White King. Well, White King is made largely from precious nut and vegetable oils. These were scarce. We couldn't begin to fill demand for our soap, and we wouldn't sacrifice quality. The ladies who are our customers are intelligent people. And so, when a package of White King did appear on a grocer's shelf, it was quickly bought and taken home and treasured as perhaps no other soap has ever been. Maybe you haven't tried this different kind of soap. It will do so much of your work for you that you too will say, I love White King soap. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has learned of an unknown menace to his widowed sister, Dorothy Regent, and her two children in America. Unexpectedly, he arrives at their home in Beverly Hills. There, he discovers that one wing of the house contains the library and laboratory of Dorothy's husband, an internationally famous scientist. But the underground rooms have been locked since Regent's death at sea 9 years ago. Searching them, Chandler finds that important drawings and formulas have somehow been stolen. Chandu, the magician.
Don't look like that, Mother. You couldn't help it.
Oh, yes, I could. I could have destroyed everything in here years ago. But no. I just turned the key on it and left it. All those dangerous secrets for someone to find.
Well, there's no use wringing your hands about it now, Mom. Well, let's go back upstairs and call the police.
And tell them what, Bob?
Why, tell them we've had a burglar.
But we have no idea what he took. A sheet of paper or a set of blueprints?
We don't even know when the man got in here. Frank, there's nothing we can do, is there?
I hope so. I saw the fellow, you know.
You certainly can't call the police. Tell them you saw the man in a crystal ball away over in India.
Well, this isn't a matter for the police, Dorothy. Look here, let's give this up for tonight. We found out that I was correct in thinking something was wrong here.
That letter of Daddy's sounds as if he was making an atomic bomb or something.
Oh, Betty, don't.
I'm sorry about this, Dot. It would have been hard enough for you to walk in on all of Robert's things, even if we found nothing wrong. Come along, we'll leave the rest of it tomorrow.
Well, I still can't see how anyone could have got in here.
And even if they did, how could they find these stairs under the Buddha?
Uncle Frank found them.
Oh, he knew they were here, didn't you, Uncle Frank?
Well, knowing your father, I thought he might make use of the Buddha.
He must have been quite a guy. I never realized it before.
Turn off the lights down there, would you, Bob?
No, I will.
Well, show me how the Buddha works.
Well, you just press this bronze lotus here, the third from the right.
Oh, I see.
It's just an electrical contact.
Uh-huh.
The statue turns around so the pedestal covers the stairway.
Oh, yeah.
You'd never know the stairs were there at all.
Unless Dad told somebody.
Well, he surely wouldn't go to all that trouble to hide the stairway and then tell someone.
Hey, what's that?
Sound we heard before. Frank, where are you going?
Come on, all of you. Hurry.
Where?
Into the living room. It's the psychic summoner.
Oh, no, Frank, please.
And don't be afraid. You'll probably hear it often. It means there's a message for me.
Look at the crystal ball over there. It's kind of shining, as if there was a light inside.
Now sit down quietly, everyone. Look into the crystal.
Picture comes up in the glass like developing a film.
It's a room. An oriental room somewhere.
Egypt.
How do you know, Uncle Frank?
I just know, Betty. There she is.
The woman coming through the door.
In regular Egyptian clothes.
Even to the veil.
And Mother, those bracelets. And that wonderful necklace.
Oh, she's cute.
Do you know her, Frank?
It's not, Jane.
The princess who gave you the emerald ring you gave Mother?
Yes. But I don't understand this. What message is there here for me?
She's just sitting there on a divan thing like she was waiting for somebody.
Oh, I see now. There's a man coming into the room.
Oh, what an evil face. Gray.
And really wicked. Do you know who he is, Uncle Frank?
No. This must mean something to me or I wouldn't have received the summons.
I have told you I will have nothing to do with it. Nor will you. My service is for my country. Your plans are for yourself.
And why not? Who else can measure up to me? You think I have spent my life in endless experiments to learn what I know only to abandon it or present it to someone else?
I will not discuss it, Roxor. You and I have been like two travelers on a road together. But now the road divides. I will not go your way.
Suppose I insist. Suppose I demand.
Of me? You have forgotten who I am.
You're only a woman. Weak, sentimental.
It is like you to mistake decency for weakness. You are...
I am Roxor. Never forget it.
What's that mean, Frank?
Yes, you are Roxor, but you are not all-powerful. And I will tell you something, my friend. Everyone seems to fear you, but I do not. Men bend before you like wheat in the wind. But I do not.
If you will not bend, then you shall break. You think you can stand in my way now? Whoever has, think. Perhaps seeing for Richmond, the Schumann, Vanderhoff, they won't stand up. They've all been swept away.
Be more quiet. You cannot frighten me. I will say only this to remind you. What of the American?
The American?
Has he been swept away? Has he bent or broken? You know it is not so.
The American, yes, he still resists. You can still fling his name at me and mock me. The time is coming soon when he too will break at last. I will have the means soon. Do you hear me? Regent can be forced to tell.
Oh! He said Regent. You heard him, Frank.
Yes, I heard.
Oh, why do I always break the spell? Or whatever it is that makes it possible for us to see those things. Can't you bring the picture back?
It's no use, Dorothy. You're too upset. The only time you can ever see anything in the crystal is when your mind is calm.
But that man did say something about Robert.
He sounded as if Daddy was still alive.
He sure did, but that doesn't mean he is.
Oh, he seemed so certain. And the princess did, too. Don't you know who he is, Frank?
No. Roxor, Nadji called him. It sounds like a coined name. As if...
As if what?
Well, if it's spelled R-O-X-O-R as it sounds, it's spelled the same forward and backward. It's a very ancient trick of sorcerers.
Sorcerers? You mean black magic?
Exactly.
I don't see why we have to get all mixed up in black magic and everything all of a sudden. It scares me.
I don't wonder, darling. But if there's any possibility that your father's still alive, we want to know it, don't we?
Why, yes, of course, Mother. Only I...
Frank, can't you send a cable to the princess or something?
Well, I haven't heard from Nadji for years, Dot. I don't even know where she is.
Can't you find out?
In time, I probably could.
Then why don't you?
Wait a moment. Dot, just what proof did you have of Robert's death?
Why, first a letter from the steamship line. They checked all the passengers, of course, after the sinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the war had just broken out. I think the Athenia was one of the first ships sunk by the Germans.
Well, I was up in the mountains of Kashmir at that time. When I came down to New Delhi, I got your letters. That was the first I'd known of Robert Smith.
I remember. Well, I even went to New York. A great many of the survivors had been brought there. But nobody'd seen him. Oh, it can't be possible he's alive.
If he was, why wouldn't he have written to us?
Well, I told you down there in Dad's room, maybe he had amnesia or something.
Well, even if he had, Bob, if he'd been pulled out of the sea, it would have been reported to the steamship line or the British government.
Oh, well then, what did the princess and that Roxor mean?
It seems to me I'd better go over and find out.
Go clear over to Egypt?
Yes, why not?
But you said you didn't know where the princess was.
I don't. But the last time I saw her, she was in Alexandria. I could go there first and try to find out where she is now.
And if Robert is alive, she might know where he is.
And besides, I might be able to get back those formulas before...
Before what, Uncle Frank?
Let's say before the fall into the wrong hands.
But for Pete's sake, what makes you think they're over in Egypt?
I have a very good reason.
Oh, yeah? What is it, Uncle Frank?
I can't talk about it.
Why not?
Someday, perhaps, Mom.
I wish we could go with you, but I suppose it's out of the question.
Why, not at all.
Honest? Could we really, Mother?
School is out now, so there's no reason why we shouldn't if Uncle Frank wants to bother with us.
Oh, I hope you're not kidding.
About a thing like this? Frank, you know how it would be sitting here and wondering every moment whether you'd had any word of Robert or if he's really alive and maybe ill somewhere.
I think you're quite right.
Then first thing in the morning, we'll call about reservations.
And see about passports. Oh, that'll take a while, won't it?
Not necessarily. And don't worry about reservations, Dad.
What? The way bookings are now?
We may not need them.
Gee, are you going to charter a plane just for us, Uncle Frank?
Well, I don't think so, Betty. We may need faster transportation than that, you know.
Frank Chandler, do you mean some sort of this magic of yours?
I didn't say that, Dorothy.
You certainly implied it, and I don't know, but I like it.
Well, then let's say no more about it tonight. You had enough talk of the occult for one evening.
But I want to know what you mean.
All I mean is, if it's necessary for us to be somewhere else, well, that's the way it will be.
You sound so serious.
And you look as if you thought I were out of my mind.
Well, I don't know what to think.
You've read of people who have become involved in mysticism and presently white can't see. Is that it?
Well, yes, it is.
Don't be afraid, ma'am. I know perfectly well why I was permitted to learn the things I have. And I may need every power I can command before we're through with this business. I see that now.
Robert! And here, Betty and I thought you'd turn out to be a square making with dribble glasses for laughs.
Oh, keep still, Bob.
You thought what?
For once, I'm glad to hear that kind of talk. It sounds so normal. Come now, all of you. We're going to bed, and no more talk of magic or mystery tonight.
Oh, I'm much too excited to go to sleep.
Even if you thought you'd wake up in Egypt?
Frank, please.
All right. Listen, Dot. The rest of you go upstairs. I'll turn out the lights when I come up.
No, you don't, Uncle Frank. I heard it, too.
Heard what?
A noise out there in the garden. There it is again.
Turn off the lights, Bob. Quick.
How do you like that? A guy with a turban on his head.
Just outside the window. I bet he heard everything we said. Uncle Frank, be careful.
Stay where you are, all of you.
Come on, I'll help you catch him, Uncle Frank.
No, stay here, Bob. Let him go. I know who he is. And now he knows we all saw him.
Oh, for heaven's sake, call the police, Frank.
We don't need them, Dot. But this settles it. We'll have to leave here at once.
Before we bring to a close our drama this evening, may I say something to the ladies on the subject of hands? There is an extra special quality in White King soap that is extra specially kind to hands. And I'll tell you what it is. If you use the kind of soap that needs hot water to make it work, your hands are liable to be rough and red, no matter what kind of soap it is, or what claims are made for it, or what it contains. But listen, White King, with its nut and vegetable oils, doesn't need hot water. In washing machine or dishpan, for heavy clothes or filmy, fragile things, White King washes the dirt away in water that's just about body temperature. Ever hear of anything like that? No wonder millions and millions of ladies say, "I love White King soap." That's what you'll say, too. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Umbrister. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.